You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why are the changes to NCEA being made now? Isn't this what teaching staff were demanding years ago when they said NCEA wasn't actually preparing teenagers for life outside of school?
Well, the NCEA has been in place for 15 years now, so we've had a good opportunity to test its strengths and weaknesses. We know where the pressure points are. We know how we can improve the system now, and that's what this review is all about. It's about identifying how we can do a better job of equipping young New Zealanders with the skills, knowledge, and dispositions that they need for the future. And the review, I think, is throwing up some really interesting issues that we've now got an opportunity to work through.
And so when you said you want public consultation on this, will you be inviting teenagers who currently sit NCEA to give their opinion as well?
It's really important that young people whose futures are often determined by their NCEA results have a say in how the qualification is shaped and improved for the future. I've already been talking about the matter with my youth advisory group, which is made up of a number of people who are currently going through the NCEA and people who have recently been through NCEA. And of course, as we go through the public consultation phase, we want as many young people as possible to have their say.
And so you want to start connecting students during NCEA Level 2 and 3 with local employers and polytechnics. But don't you think this will disadvantage students from rural areas because of accessibility and lack of opportunity? Isn't this a more urban approach?
One of the things that's really important as we consider the review of the NCEA is that we're putting a big emphasis on equity. So it shouldn't matter where you live, it shouldn't matter how wealthy your parents are, you should have the same shot at your education as anybody else in the country does. And so, there are issues around how we better link education with it's in schools with the wider communities that people live in, and that might mean better linking with employers, better linking with polytechs, universities, other education providers. All of those things are going to be part of the discussion. So it'll look different in different parts of the country, but the needs are different in different parts of the country.
And as the changes you want to make to the system, how's it going to help students who do not enjoy high school and just leave because they feel like they've been let down by the system?
Well, one of the groups of students that we're really keen to talk to are the students who the education system didn't work for. So when we held our education summits in Christchurch and Auckland just recently, we worked with the corrections service to get young people who have been in trouble with the law engaged in a discussion about how the education system could have done a better job for them. And that was really useful, and it was a voice that's often not heard in discussions around education. So we're going to be really pushing very hard to ensure that as many young people as possible are heard through this, including people who don't like the way the system operates now.
So what will you change to value subjects that fall outside of STEM, as some students feel like those pathways in NCEA are not valued equally?
Well, when you talk to employers and you talk to people about the types of things they want young people leaving the school system with, they'll talk about things like resilience, adaptability, good teamwork skills, good interpersonal skills, good communication skills, creativity, and people can gain those skills through a number of different ways. They can gain them through science, and they can gain them through technology. They can also gain them through arts, and that's perfectly legitimate. So I think that the real question is, what's the qualification leading somebody to? So are they just accumulating credits for the sake of getting a qualification, or is that qualification equipping them to go somewhere next, whether that's further education or training or into employment?
And to launch this NCEA review, you're also rolling out a Make Your Mark competition. Can you explain a little bit about what this is?
So the Make Your Mark competition is all about getting young people engaged in the review of the NCEA and providing a whole variety of different ways that they can have input into what is essentially the future of their qualification system. So there's a lot more information about that. There'll be various competitions happening around the country that involve young people employing all of their different skills, whether it be their creative skills or their writing skills, to give us their views on the future of NCEA.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.